Let's talk this morning. First of all, you had a presentation in your workshop. The Brazos County Appraisal District is making a second pass at the bodies who have to approve the idea of them either changing or doing something with where they are right now. You heard that presentation. As one member of council, what are your thoughts?
Well, they made a good argument for a new building. I mean, their choices are stay where they are with some renovations, which really doesn't seem very feasible. It's an older building and mm-hmm. doesn't quite meet the needs. And then they could build their own or lease additional space. And they made their case for building their own. And I mean, as one member of council, I appreciate that and am in favor of it.
So, and a caveat, it has to be in Bryan, is that right?
Yeah, because it's the county seat.
Sure.
So it has to be in Bryan. Okay. And the location is off of University Drive, which is as close to College Station as you can get.
Yeah, yeah. So from a central standpoint, it probably works out. So now, what is that process? What goes on then from your governmental body after this?
It has to go to the College Station School District. I think it's already passed the Bryan School District, mm-hmm. The county and the city.
But then how does the city of College Station handle it? Since you've heard it in workshop, where does it go from here?
It'll come back to council again for final approval.
Okay. Now, it was interesting because in the Bryan City Council meeting, which I guess was yesterday or last night, some discussion there that sounded very familiar, and that was the idea that if Bryan could, Bryan might be happier, members of council said they would be happier if Bryan had a representative on the executive committee of the RVP, which is, again, pretty much the stance the city of College Station has taken. Where are we in that process, as best you can tell?
We are in a bylaws review situation, and that's where this would be addressed. And the city of College Station would like a representation on the executive committee as well.
So opportunity for you to meet with some leadership people from the RVP to talk about voice this?
We have a bylaw revision committee, which consists of Mayor Bayinski, Judge Peters, myself, and Mark Humphreys, who's the president of the or chair of the board.
Okay, so kind of walk us through that process. Let's say you have a meeting today and you have this discussion, then you come up with any kind of revision and it goes to the full board then of the RVP for them to consider, or what happens?
Yeah, I think it goes back to the executive committee and then the full board. And if it's from item Article 3, it has to be approved by the three entities, county and the two cities.
Okay.
And if one of them says no, it's no.
Okay.
It's a veto kind of.
Oh, really?
On Article 3, which is the composition of the board.
Okay, so it's everybody goes forward or it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So if everything were in line, have you got an idea as to when members of the two cities could be represented, how soon that could take place?
I think it could take place as soon as November, once the bylaw committee gets together and hashes it out and it gets approved. It could come back to the board at the next board meeting.
Okay, so that meeting y'all are going to have later on this week is the way you feel? Are y'all going to have a meeting to talk about this, the bylaw committee?
I think that's scheduled for Friday.
Okay, there you go. This is the first time you've been in the studio since the accident where two students were killed at Northgate. They were hit by a vehicle. And we talked to Councilman Benham about this last Friday, and that's a state highway. I mean, that's a really different situation. But it brings up something that I've really been concerned about at Northgate for a long time, and I'm going to be concerned about it no matter where it is, and that is when we get into ultra-high density and infrastructure. And obviously there's going to be more of those kind of situations in College Station. Doesn't have to be a state highway where somebody's going, you know, down the road and they could hit somebody. So what do you as a city now do? Where does that enter in with the development that A&M is going to be building, where, again, we're just going to have a lot of high density within the city limits of College Station?
Yeah, well, no doubt about it. The city is, you know, how much bigger was it than you growing up?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And the city was built for vehicular traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to catch up as quickly as we can as funds are available to add more sidewalks and bike lanes. And we have about 30 miles of bike lanes and 60 miles of bike routes, and we're adding sidewalks every year. This year we're putting $85 million into capital improvements, so we're trying to catch up as fast as we can. But that intersection is a lot safer than it used to be. There's a traffic signal. There's crosswalks. It's, you know, it was tragic that they lost their lives, but they went when the light was, you know, they crossed when the light was red in front of them.
Sure.
And, you know, there was a standing truck trying to make a left turn. They went in front of that and then mm-hmm. moved out, and the truck just went and hit him and, you know, never saw him.
Sure.
And so, you know, there needs to be some responsibility on, you know, on the pedestrians as well.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm asking is beyond, let's take Northgate and set it aside. Let's talk about more residential type areas over in Holloman. I'm really right. concerned in that area back there, the part that runs parallel to Welborn Road. And you know, that's going to end up being an epicenter of a whole lot of people as well.
Sure.
So now do you, and I guess this is certainly a Kelly Templin question for your city manager as well, but do you start looking at, well, maybe that road needs to have more things that can be done to make it safer, if that's the
sure.
right word?
I think we look at that when we're building roads, you know, sidewalks, bike lanes. Those are all considerations as we do new roads.
And again, it's not going to keep somebody from darting out in traffic. We know that, and they don't have to be college students to do that. It happens, you know, we're concerned about that on any city street. But
right.
I'm concerned that as we have higher density of students in residential College Station, it's going to be problematic.
Absolutely, and we're aware of that, and we're taking that into consideration as we design roads. And
Keith, you have a call on line one.
Keith, okay, Keith, we'll get that. Thanks, Keith.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
you know, developers to require sidewalks and curbs and gutters and
sure. Right. What else you got for us today?
Well, it's time to register for our Jingle Bell Fun Run.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's set for December 6th, just before the Christmas parade. You could go out and have a fun run and get warmed up and get your good place on Texas Avenue to see the parade. Entry fee is $15 before November 15th and $20 between November 16th and 29th. And get more information at cstx.gov/Christmas.
All right. It's Nancy Berry. She's the mayor of College Station. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Always a pleasure.